Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show, it's Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Mr. Title.
Mr. Title, is it?
Yes.
Well then, speak up, Mr. Title, and talk like you got a pair.
Yes. Bob, I'd like to remove your beanie too, if I tell you what.
Will that be my esophagus?
Yeah.
Gonna remove my esophagus?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what the hubbub's all about there, you know?
I don't know. It's like,
they got Congress or something? I don't know.
I'm going to make a decision, man.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Well, we were in the paper here.
In the paper, yeah. Not in the police beat either.
Yeah.
But in the paper there.
We were in the paper in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. I don't know if the link is still good, but I still have it up there, so... If you're at the website and you listen to this, there's a link out on the front page to an article that we were included in. I wouldn't say it was really about us, but we were included in the article.
I didn't go to that one guy's website, the angry guy or whatever that was.
I didn't either.
He looked like some Amish guy on crack or something.
I'm angry about all this technology.
I don't know. He looked spooky and I didn't want to...
Yee, I have to have an internet connection to get my porn, eh?
I'm angry
at thee. Oh. I don't know how do Amish talk. I don't know.
I don't know if I ever
did. I'll do your newspaper article, you heathen.
Gosh.
No, I didn't go there either. I read it. I thought it was all right, you know.
Yeah. I've read that guy's blog.
Yeah.
And he's pretty wordy of his blog, and he kind of dumped down the article, I thought.
Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously.
You're being serious.
Yeah, no, he uses a lot of big words, like college words. You know?
Well, but, you know, you can only get so much space whenever it's on the, you know, real paper.
Yeah.
Like the Post-Dispatch.
Yeah, what was that guy's name, Brendan or something?
Yeah, Brendan.
Brendan Walsh or something.
Yeah, it was the guy from America's Most Wanted.
Yeah, that's John Walsh.
Oh, John Walsh, yeah.
Maybe Brendan Walsh, the character from 90120.
Oh, right, yeah. I don't know. I never watched that show.
But I would know. I would not know that.
I never watched that show. But, no, it was Brendan Watson. And it's Smudged Ink dot something.
Yeah.
I don't think it's .com. I thought it was .org, but I could be wrong. But yeah, it was pretty, you know, you only get so much space. So I'm like, God damn, if you listen to the interview we took, you know, it took us forever.
Then we talked for like 3 hours?
Seems like it. It was like the original Solaris or something.
I guess.
Some kind of foreign movie.
Yeah.
Took forever to get through. And then he used like two quotes, one of which I know you're really happy about.
Yeah. Yeah. Knocking my mom, which I wasn't going to show her, but now I'm going to.
Why?
Why? Yeah. Why? It's you knocking my mom. What?
Yeah. Your mom will be doing Al Pacino. I want him dead. I want his family dead.
Say hello to my little friend.
What's your mother? Irene, just shut up.
Yeah.
That's your dad. That was my impersonation of your dad.
Sounds just like him. That's funny.
Irene, just shut up. You tattooed bitch.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I had some kooky one-liners in that interview, and like none of them got used.
Yeah, I know they used the one thing about your mom and her eyeliner. I
know. I'm like, what the hell, man?
I thought it was hilarious, but...
Yeah, I was like, oh, you know, it's funny, but yet, you know, I...
But he didn't say anything about, you know, us talking about his girlfriend or anything, so...
Yeah.
Oh, well. It was an interesting experience.
Oh, it's fun.
I don't think I've ever been printed or been written about, so...
That's great. Wow.
Yeah. Go figure, right?
So we got that going.
Yeah. Not like I made the honor roll every year or something. So
yeah.
I get my name in the paper.
Right.
So, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was great.
So, you know, if you got to see it, great. If you didn't, maybe the link's still up. I don't know if it's still good. I'll check it out. But
yeah.
Brendan did a nice job.
Good job, yeah.
So, anyway, this to kind of go to our usual here.
Yeah.
This week I had to work late. So I'm at work, and it's like end of the day, which I usually don't see a lot of end of the days.
Right.
I like to, you know, leave a little early.
That's about 3:30.
Yeah, but no, it was end of the day, like about 4:30.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to run upstairs and get something and then come back downstairs.
Like Rocky? Like that?
Yeah, but, you know, well, not unlike Rocky, I took the elevator.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like up a couple floors. I hop in the elevator, go up, right?
Right.
I grab this thing, and I go right back to the elevator, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, somebody's got it, which, all right, whatever.
Right.
Because it's a very, it's old building, so it's a slow elevator.
Sure.
So I wait for the elevator. I step on, the door shuts, and I realize the last person on here farted really bad. And I look, and they've already, what they did this little trick where you get off the elevator as you're getting off, you push another floor to send the elevator back down. So, like, they won't know, you know, somebody were to get on, like, right after you.
Right.
So I was the next floor down.
No.
So I walk into this stink cloud. And then I'm stuck wondering, is there anybody going to be there when the door opens?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was, like, mortified.
Yeah.
Because normally I'm not here at this time of the day anyway.
Yeah.
So I get left in somebody's funk. And this is the tiny elevator. I mean, this is like one of those, it's like maybe a four-person elevator tops. And that's not even comfortably. It's, like, too comfortable, you know, four if you really got it.
Yeah.
So it's really tiny, and I'm riding in the funk, two floors, just like an eternity. I'm scared shitless that the door is going to open. It's going to be somebody, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that really cute foreign exchange student or something is going to be standing there. It'll be like one of those moments with John Cusack or something.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah. Hi.
Ew.
This isn't me, really.
Sorry.
So, I was sweating it, really. This elevator has this tendency that when it hits the floor, the door doesn't open right away. So it really builds tension, even when you're just riding it without the whole fart thing going on.
Certainly,
And, I mean, you get there and you're like, oh, my God, am I stuck in the elevator? Because it always gives you that feeling because it, like, waits just a little bit too long before the door finally opens. So the door opened and I just ran. Thank God nobody was waiting, but whew. And I couldn't help but thinking to myself, why fart in the elevator?
Yeah.
I wondered if they farted like right as they got off, or did they fart like mid-lift, or I was trying to figure out what.
So did he start an investigation?
No, I just wanted to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
I was already like, I'm like, you know, it's like going to like a bar, you know, like, is it in my clothes? Sniffing my clothes and wonder if it's soaked in over two floors or how long does it take to soak in.
Right.
But it was bad, man. This was like, you know, somebody ate like egg salad for a week or something. It was like a constant diet of like, you know, spicy sausage and egg salad. It was bad. I would be surprised to find a turd in the corner bad, you know what I mean?
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
A scale of 1 to 10.
It was way up there. It was like 9.5.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then I had to, like, be locked in with it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to the second floor. Is the door going to open? Oh. Oh. First floor. Oh, the first floor. Oh, my God. I don't. I'm trying to figure out what I would have done if somebody would have been there.
Yeah.
Would I like stayed on the elevator and then gave them the dirty look?
Right.
Try to get out of it.
Right.
But it wasn't me. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Or would I just apologize? This isn't me. Honest.
Honest.
I haven't even had anything to eat for 24 hours.
Oh no, it's the cute foreign exchange girl. Enchanté.
Oh,
hey you.
Oh, be you, Pepe. Pepe Le Pew.
Man.
Yeah, oh. You know what I mean. You find.
It smells like merd.
It smells like merd. Are you a poopy?
Oh, man.
Pepe, are you poopy?
Are
So yeah, so that was my like end of the week capper there.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god. Oh, there's no ventilation in this elevator. They need like you know right next to the floor buttons and the old emergency fire button.
Yeah.
Fan. That's what they need. Fan.
That'd been great if someone had been there waiting, so.
I'm glad they weren't, but I'm not surprised. I would have been surprised, you know, I'm surprised that they weren't there, I guess is what I'm trying to say, but.
Hey, boss, how's it going?
Yeah, right. Well, my boss, I wouldn't have cared, but it was, you know, it's like there's proper people and there's not so proper people. Yeah. My boss, I probably would have said, woo!
Do not.
Yeah, I said something corny or something, but,
Yeah,
so that's what I had going on. A little singeing of the eyebrows. And, oh, my eyes are watering. I feel like I was walking into a burning building. I'm like, God, is somebody like crapping in the basement? Or like the sewer pipe spring a leak down underneath the elevator shaft or what?
Who let the fart out?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, it was bad, man. I would hate to see the person who actually let that one.
Yeah, they'd have to be like, oh, man.
You know, you get it, it probably was like some little dainty woman, but it smelled like ogre or something, you know. So that's what I'm saying. It obviously would have been, everyone would have thought it was me if they got on the thing, because they look at me like, oh, yeah, that came out of that ass. What's up with you?
Oh, God. I'm watching, I like to watch TV.
Yeah.
I can watch all these weird commercials.
Oh, geez, watching weird commercials.
There's just a couple of them I saw I thought were kind of weird.
Okay.
How they always have these, you know, big music compilations, you know.
Yeah.
They put 100 songs on one CD. So I'm watching, this is, I've only seen this once, this is weird. But it's like country music.
Okay.
And it's old country music, like Hank Williams Sr. kind of era, you know.
Uh-huh. Blue moon or Kentucky, keep on shining.
You know, first time on CD. You know,
it was never mastered this way. Okay.
And I hate to admit it, but I know a little bit of country music.
So you bought the CD?
No. But I do know a little bit of older country music.
You're like, honey, if they got any Charlie Rich, we're buying it.
Yeah, you know, I would know that. But they're showing this, and like the first...
Now, how the hell did Hot Chocolate make it to this CD? That's what I... I believe in miracles!
No, it was purely country. And I'm like, this is weird. I've not heard of these songs.
Hello, darling.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, like, the middle of the commercial, and finally it's like, we are proud to present Hard to Find Country. I'm like, this has got to be a joke. I thought it was like Saturday Night Live or something. No, it's like a real thing. It's hard to find country. You are not going to find this at any store. I'm like, yeah, these songs suck. That's why, man. I didn't know any of these people. It was like weird. My wife was there. I'm like, this is weird. Like, Big Texas Joe. You know, my heart can't go on. My heart can't go on. It's like, what is this?
I got a tube top and some lip gloss. I'm going to make $400 tonight.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like, I don't know, of all the names you can give something, hard to find country.
Maybe it was like code word or something.
I thought it was weird.
I didn't think you watched anything that actually had commercials that weren't like, you know, Girls Gone Wild or 900 numbers or something.
I know, I was all freaked up. No, but I've only seen this one, so it's weird.
Did they emphasize the word hard?
Hard? No, it was just hard to find country. Just like any other, you know, the best of the 70s, it's Deep Miller.
Hard to find gospel.
You know, Deep Purple. You know how Jehovah, these compilation things. Jehovah. I mean, it was just like that, but it was like, you've never heard of these assholes, but here they are, you know.
So,
Here's Gloria Green, you know.
Gloria Green, I don't know who that is.
No, I'm just making up.
Oh.
Just saying. You know, just like names like, who?
So you didn't buy it, I guess, huh?
And now, so that's commercial one. And commercial two, I'm watching it. I saw this one this weekend. It's this ladder.
Okay.
Holds up.
Folding ladder.
Folding ladder. Some kind of folding ladder.
Uh-huh.
It's like an infomercial kind of thing. Like all these testimonials. Like,
don't you wish you had a ladder that could fold up into four pieces?
No, there was no one with a British accent. They're all out east. Either New York or New Jersey, quite
taken. Wouldn't you like a ladder that you could park a car with?
Car. No, it's weird, but they're getting a big hard on over this ladder. My husband uses this to put up, you know, garage doors, and he loves it. You know, it's like any other commercial. I'm like, oh, okay, and I'm just ready to flip it. And all of a sudden, they show this big Jabba the Hutt son of a bitch that makes me look skinny. I love it. Even I can get up on it. I'm getting up on it. I'm like, oh, Christ, no. Get down.
With my rocket-propelled shoes, I can even climb a ladder.
You know, that, like the little disclaimer down below, you know, not recommended for more than 300 pounds or whatever. He's like, I weigh 450. Look at me. And there's enough, then all of a sudden, it's like all these, like, really hefty dudes. We love it. I go, this must be a selling angle for like all the fans.
I guess. Won't break under my weight.
This guy's got like his whole family on there. Look at us, we're idiots. Look at us.
It's the fat man's ladder.
Come on, fat people.
Are you fat? Do you have a problem with balance?
Well, we've got the solution. It's almost like a weird angle on it.
It's the kayak ladder without riggers.
Like, we need some kooky thing to sell this ladder. Now, how are we going to, what's the edgy thing we're going to
do? You were probably thinking, hey, how come I didn't get called for that commercial?
I know, I would have fit right in, believe me. Look at me!
Unfortunately, your line would have been, if I had the energy to do anything, I might use this ladder.
I'll buy it, I won't use it, but I'll buy it.
This will look good in my workshop.
Recommended for fat people. No, it was weird.
Hey, you got one of those fat ladders. And what's that I hear? Hard to find country. I haven't heard George Jonesboro in a long time. It's like ripping off the country greats or something.
You're cheating kidney. Hell on you.
There you go.
Oh, kooky.
So you didn't buy either one of those things?
No, I will not.
Oh, no. I'm sure if it was like hard to find vagina, you would have bought that right away.
Have you been looking?
Look, honey, they wrote the story of my life.
Whoa!
Hard to find vagina.
Yeah, really.